You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
USB microphones and headphones provided by CAD Audio. CAD Audio, expression through innovation.
Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
Do not attempt to adjust your device. This is Extreme Freedom Audio Bulletin. It cannot be traced, it cannot be stopped, and it is the only free voice left in the geek revolution.
And welcome to another special edition of Weeby Geeks and Geek Watch 1, or I think as Don created the graphic last time, Weeby Geeks Watch 1.
That's right.
And
yeah.
I think I gotta send you an updated image so you can have a little bit more high res with that. But, so yeah, what brings us together this time? D23. So, for all you Disney fanatics out there, it happens every other year. Let me go to a source that I have access to that most others don't, or very limited few have access to. I know I'm the only one on this show who has access to it. The next D23 will be, where is it? Looks like the next D23 is going to be happening in November in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
They're going to do a D23 Expo Japan.
Cool.
Other than that, they're not. My best guess is the next one's going to be in 2017. Because they tend to run every other year.
Right.
So this is kind of the San Diego Comic-Con for Disneyana, Disney freaks, Disney geeks, Disney nerds, whatever you want to call yourselves. So, of course, now with properties of Disney, Pixar, Lucasfilm, Muppets,
Marvel.
And Marvel Studios.
How can I forget that one?
I don't know.
Duh. See, those are the five main properties. Am I missing one?
I think you're missing one.
I know there's a bunch of book groups that are underneath, and ABC. Duh.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah. Oh yeah, ABC and ESPN.
And ABC, ESPN is pretty much the same company. Because that'd be like saying NBC, NBC Sports. Fox Sports, same thing. ABC, any sports on ABC is actually run by ESPN crews. So, big announcements that came out. Let's touch on maybe some of the smaller stuff, such as they announced, which I'm trying to figure out if they're going to do this for the debit cards as well. But this was kind of a wrap-up. Chase Disney Visa cards and members will receive exclusive access to Star Wars character meet-and-greet locations at Disneyland this fall and Walt Disney World this spring if you have a Star Wars Chase card.
Okay. Man.
R2-D2 C-3PO embrace the face of one, Darth Vader on another, and Yoda on the third. Vader. And they're two-sided, so there's artwork on the backside as well.
Oh. Nice.
Which is something they hadn't done.
Nerds are going to be going into debt.
Well, I was already at the bank this morning, and they're going, what? I'm like, this? Oh, that's the first I've heard of it. So, Kylan was talking about scooping the Nerdist before show. I scooped Chase Bank. So, I guess let's go first day, Friday. Disney Legends. Lucas went in. The first Disney ambassador went in, which we see her back in the early videos. A few others, and then they brought in a surprise, Johnny Depp.
Yep.
So Danny Elfman was brought in, was made a Disney legend. Okay, cool. You can't, I mean, Nightmare Before Christmas is still an amazing, amazing soundtrack. Oh,
yeah. Right, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done a few other things because of Tim Burton through Disney. Johnny Depp, let's see. Jack Sparrow. Mm-hmm. Mad Hatter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonka with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Because I believe that was a Disney film.
Was Lone Ranger one?
Unfortunately. Lone Ranger on Dead Men Tell No Tales. Oh, wait. Never mind. That's Pirates of the Caribbean 6. Yeah. Lone Ranger was basically Lone Ranger. Pirates of the Caribbean in the West.
Because
you're sitting there going, I've seen that stunt before. I've seen that stunt before. And so the other questions were, people I've been talking to, Edward Scissorhands, was that Touchstone during the time that Disney owned it?
Sure. That's a good
question. I mean, I don't know.
What? I can't recall ever seeing any Disney products with Edward Scissorhands on them.
Well, a lot of times with Touchstone, you know, unless it was Walt Disney Pictures, a lot of times you didn't see a lot of merch.
Right.
For some
but
of the
I mean,
other stuff.
Now they would have owned it. I don't think it
was. Which one was it?
What other Disney stuff would throw?
He's the barber.
You broke up it there, Ken.
He was in The Woods that just came out this past holiday season. Sorry.
That's true.
Hang on, let me look.
Right.
Okay, he was in The Woods also, which was Disney. Right. I'm looking up his IMDb right now.
Mordecai was not Disney.
No.
Suffice it to say, he's had a long history with Disney.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sweeney Todd Disney?
Yeah, I thought Sweeney Todd was Disney.
I don't think that's
not Disney.
Yeah, I don't think that one was.
Or if it was with one of their other companies.
No, that was DreamWorks.
I didn't think it was.
Just like Ken, I'm going through the IMDb. Corpse
Bride. But I mean, if you go by just like the sheer number of Pirates of the Caribbean, plus there's a second Alice coming out.
Right, Into the Looking Glass.
So there's like 7 or 8 movies right there.
Okay,
Was Finding Neverland from Disney?
No, it was Miramax.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that was before or after. I want to say Sleepy Hollow was ours. I say ours, meaning Disney being as if I own the company.
Wait a minute, you don't? I thought that's why we were here.
I wish I had that money. If I did, I know what I'd be doing with it. Yeah, that was Paramount.
Okay, Disney movies, Ed Wood, Pirates of the Caribbean, Finding Neverland, Alice, Lone Ranger, Into the Woods.
Yeah. All right, so you said Ed Wood.
Yep.
I'm trying to think. What about Benny and June?
I don't think that was Disney.
But I think
a lot of it is more for what Johnny Depp did for the company.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
the movies
were pretty big that he's been in.
Right. And he is a fixture now in Pirates of the Caribbean in the ride.
Sure, you kind of can't do that movie without him now.
No, yeah.
Unfortunately,
and he's all about it too. He owns it. He is Sparrow. I mean, that's
So, I guess justified then. Susan Lucci got in. She didn't have to wait for 19 nominations before getting it. I'm trying to remember what panels were on Sunday or on Friday.
Well, there was another thing with Lucas on Friday. In his speech, he going to one of my articles we have actually later, he actually had some stuff to say about Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm one of the few that actually likes Jar Jar, sorry, but... he said, actually, the influence, which is actually kind of obvious now, the whole influence for Jar Jar Binks was a Disney character to start with.
Go ahead.
The article I have here actually has him quoted. It says, "I can't begin to tell you how much of an influence Disney has been on me, or has had on me. I will say one secret that nobody knows. Not many people realize that Goofy was the inspiration for Jar Jar Binks. I know that you would look at him differently now. It's pretty obvious, actually. But I love Goofy and I love Jar Jar.
I kind of always thought that of Jar Jar. I don't think it's a surprise.
No, not really. No. I think Jar Jar is like a poor man's Goofy.
Ooh,
down market Goofy.
I think the best presentation of Jar Jar Binks is what's sitting at Lucasfilm headquarters, and that's Jar Jar and Carbonite.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ken.
Go ahead.
The only way I would like Jar Jar Binks is if it was played by Channing Tatum.
Yes.
Wait, actually found someone that Kylan wants Channing Tatum to play?
Yeah, I think Channing Tatum would be perfect for Jar Jar Binks. I think
live action or in carbonite?
Either one, same. It's the same, you can't tell the difference. Just saying.
So I'm trying to remember the order of things on for D20. What panels were what? Because they covered a lot of stuff this past weekend. Well, okay. I guess let's go into the animation stuff first. Pixar is loaded with like six movies. Starting off with Good Dinosaur. They mentioned Toy Story 4. Which is 2017, which will relate to something that we'll talk about a little further into the show. Cars 3, a movie called Coco, which I have the press release for that.
That's the one about Dead, isn't it?
Coco is director Lee Unkirk and producer Darla K. Anderson, and it's the celebration of a lifetime where the discovery of a generations-old mystery leads to the most extraordinary and surprising family reunion.
Oh, this is the Day of the Dead movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the Mexican one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all about the legend behind the Day of the Dead or something like that.
Because I think the poster, the logo, has a sugar skull on it.
Didn't DreamWorks or somebody already do this, and it's called Book of Life?
Yeah, there was
pretty much.
And didn't Book of Life star Channing Tatum?
Oh. You know, it probably did. You know, I don't even remember the movie, so that it probably did star him. You know, one of the movies I do without seeing. Just saying.
Well, that movie did have this little song in it. It's just I think this is a great song. It's an unknown song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, you!
That song is in the movie, in Book of Life. So,
the bane of karaoke bars everywhere.
Let's see. Finding Dory was announced. Well, more info comes from it.
I like Finding.
That was good.
And it has an octopus. Dory has an octopus in it.
Oh, there you go.
Ed O'Neill, who lends his voice to Hank, a cantankerous octopus. Ty Burrell, the voice of Bailey, a misguided beluga whale.
Cool.
So two from the show Modern Family.
Yep.
Right.
Caitlin Olson from Always Sunny in Philadelphia voices Destiny, a kind-hearted whale shark.
Interesting.
And then Oscar-winning director Andrew Stanton, co-director Angus McLean, and producer Lindsay Collins offered new details, which reunites Dory with friends Nemo and Marlin on a search for answers about her past. What can she remember? Who are her parents? Where did she learn to speak whale? Also features the voices of Albert Brooks, Diane Keaton, Eugene Levy. This will appear next year.
I'm looking forward to seeing Finding Dory. We really enjoyed Finding Nemo, and I think it'll be fun to hear Ed Bundy on the... Well, I know he's not Ed Bundy anymore, but, you know, it'd be cool to hear him on the big screen. Yeah. Especially
he's always Ed Bundy.
As a curmudgeon octopus.
Playing himself.
I would be curious to know just how much Married with Children references there might be with his character.
That's true.
Or if they're going to go with a Modern Family.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, they could do both.
Now, I guess while they were, you know, still talking about the anime, well, still talking Pixar, John Lasseter, who's one of the three founders of Pixar, celebrated 20 years since Toy Story transformed the animation industry and the art of storytelling.
20 years?
It's been 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh.
Man.
Yeah, Kylan, we're getting old.
What do you mean,
you're getting old.
Yourself.
The only thing I could... Yeah, I age again next Monday, so I get another year older, so... And there we go again.
It's Hydra.
It's Universal. They're jealous that they don't have a D23. Or a
exactly.
But now, with if Universal did one, would it be called Us 2?
I think that'd be funny.
I named it Universal, so I copyright. Money comes to me.
I want to know when Marvel's going to start their own. We have... Lucasfilm has Celebration. Disney has the all-encompassing D23. When are they going to do one for Marvel now?
Oh.
Might as well.
No, don't even talk.
But they started Celebration before Disney owned it.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
See, yeah, but if Marvel...
See, Marvel already has it. Marvel already has it.
What is it?
It's called C2E2, San Diego Comic-Con, and New York Comic-Con.
Yeah, but they didn't go to San Diego.
Yeah. Not this year. Well, Marvel...
They still had panels, though.
Marvel had Marvel had a booth there for the comic side, just not the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing studio-wise that was talked about was... I don't even know if TV was talked about.
I thought Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So they'll talk TV, just not movie.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, so they brought up Toy Story 4.
Right.
Is going to be co-directed by Josh Cooley and producer Kalen Sussman. Screenwriters are Will McCormick and Rashida Jones.
Oh, cool. Okay, good.
And it's pretty much going to be about Woody and Bo Peep.
Ah, all right.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Interesting.
I wonder where
it's
Woody's...
It's going to be a love story.
Woody's going looking for sheep. Welcome to Weeby Geeks Watch 1 After Dark. And of course, this movie is slated for June 16th, day after my anniversary, 2017. The next press release I have, what was it? Coming out on the Blu-ray for Inside Out is a one-shot or a new short called Riley's First Date.
Oh.
Oh, and am I going to be able to relate to this? I'm already working on a contract saying... you date my daughter, you don't meet the terms of the contract, your body will be disposed of and never seen again. And, yeah. Not I'm saying, not right. But I'm saying.
Well, you do have access to Sam Jackson.
And S.H.I.E.L.D. technology.
And S.H.I.E.L.D. technology.
There is a swamp 4 hours away. Not saying, but I'm saying. The Good Dinosaur, which comes out later this year. It introduces audiences to Arlo, a sheltered Aptiosaurus who finds himself far from home, and Spot, Arlo's unlikely friend. And then Zootopia comes out March of 2016. Shakira is lending her voice to Gazelle, the biggest pop star in Zootopia.
Did you see the drawing of her?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's in this little shimmy outfit. Uh-huh.
Really?
Things are going to shake.
Jennifer Goodwin, who was a camper of mine at a Jewish summer camp in Mississippi.
Oh, really?
Well, she was there. She was there the couple years I was there. And when I taught at specialty, she was. I think she might have been in one of my classes. I don't remember.
That's awesome.
I'm trying to get her on this show, even though I'm not a big Once Upon a Time fan, but...
Right.
Just don't tell her that.
You can pretend.
Oh, the wife's a huge fan. She is the voice of the film's Rookie Rabbit. Man, I had to slow down or I was that Wookie Wabbit. Judy Hopps. And directors is Brian Howard, Rich Moore from Tangled and Wreck-It Ralph, and producer Clark Spencer from Wreck-It Ralph. New scenes from the film were unveiled, plus a tease of an all-original song sung by Shakira. We talked about Finding Dory, Moana.
Yeah, this is the one I was waiting for.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson is lending his voice to the mighty demigod Maui.
Seems appropriate.
Yeah.
So, trying to go through this to see. Renowned directors John Musker and Ron Clements from Little Mermaid, Princess and the Frog, and Aladdin, and producer Osnat Shore, Oscar-nominated shorts, One Man Band, and Bounding. Bounding was great. Shared test footage and revealed plans for the film's inspired music. Our research took us deep into the South Pacific, the wonderful people we met there, the rich history and traditions, and the fantastic music changed us forever.
And I think it's an original story. It's not like some of their other works that are based on fairy tales and such.
Yeah, it doesn't say if it's truly an original or if it's based on anything. Moana sails into U.S. theaters November 23rd, 2016.
Oh, okay. Cool. So does that mean from here on, because The Good Dinosaur, I think, isn't it the first ever Pixar movie to be a second movie in the same year? Because they've always done one a year, I think, until now. Does this mean they're going to start doing two a year from here on?
I don't think so. I think because of everything else going on this year, Inside Out was this year. Good Dinosaur was this year.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Good Dinosaur, I believe, is the first time they've done two in a year.
Yeah.
I think there's not a Pixar film next year.
Well, you just said 2016 in November was that one.
Yeah.
And Zootopia is in the early part of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, but Moana's not. Moana's Disney, not Pixar.
Oh, okay.
And Good Dinosaur is Pixar. Maybe it was last year there was no Pixar movie for 2014.
I don't remember. Maybe. Give me a minute.
I know there. I want to say there's been one year there was no Pixar movie. Gigantic. Which is Disney, it's another Disney animation. It's a unique take on Jack and the Beanstalk.
Okay.
Oh, I read the description on this one. It sounds fun.
Set in Spain during the Age of Exploration, Disney's Gigantic follows adventure seeker Jack as he discovers a world of giants hidden within the clouds. He hatches a grand plan with Enma, a 60-foot tall 11-year-old girl, and agrees to help her find her way home, but he does not account for her supersized personality. And who knew giants were so down to Earth. This is expected to hit in 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, they just had some preliminary sketches.
Yeah. Other panels talked about in conversation with filmmakers and the emotions behind Inside Out, Welcome to Zootopia, Pixar's Secret Reveals, Here are the Stories They Didn't Want You to Know, Toy Story 20 Years Later, Aladdin, Making of a Classic, the shorts of Walt Disney Animation Studios, from Paper Man to Prep and Landing to Feast to Frozen Fever, Frozen Fandom, a musical celebration. We could have done without that.
Definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
The Tunes Behind the Tunes, screening and question and answer. So that's what I have about Pixar and Walt Disney Animation Studios and their offerings. Okay, so I think that pretty much covered Friday.
Right.
Saturday, the big news. It's when we had the live action and the parks. So which way do we want to go first? Live action or the parks news?
I say let's do the parks first. News.
Yeah, let's do the parks.
So I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of rabbit holes to go through on the live action.
Parks news? How about Disneyland getting a 14-acre expansion? Disney Hollywood Studios getting a 25-acre expansion?
Wow.
Now, 14 acres of that 25 is the same
is the same
14 acres that California's getting, and that is the land of Star Wars.
Yes.
Yes.
And all
that's
I got
to be awesome.
All yes, I got to say is, if they're teasing and all this concept art a Millennium Falcon, then there better be a Falcon for me to climb into.
Thank
all
you.
I got to say.
Oh, yeah.
I'm requesting a Jedi temple.
Actually, they confirmed that parkgoers could take control of some of the most iconic ships like the Millennium Falcon for customized secret missions and other adventures that will put them in the heart of battle.
Now, whether those simulators are going to be inside the Falcon or not, I don't know. Right. But supposedly, the Falcons are supposed to be interactive.
Yep. Guess who gets to play Lando? That's right.
This is finally going to be an excuse to get down to Walt Disney World.
Yeah. I showed the article to my wife, and she goes, okay, we'll plan a trip to Disney.
Now, there's no dateline of when this is supposed to be completed.
I'll stand in line right now if I have to.
I could tell you ground has not been broken yet, so it's going to be interesting.
To do entire lands like this, it's going to take at least a couple years.
It could take It could take up to 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, they just... The first Harry Potter took them about 2-3 years. I mean, a lot of it can be done. The first Harry... But both of them, they didn't really expand. They just built on space that was already there.
Right.
Hollywood Studios in California, they have to literally clear paths to get to where they want to build, not just tear down what's already on the footprint.
Yeah.
Well, I get, yeah, in many ways they do that. They'll do that here. But it's almost not the same. If that makes sense.
Right.
So, let's see. Star Wars experiences for California. This is the Disneyland park. From what I'm hearing, they're going to take out... See, they just bought a whole bunch of land right before D23 started. But that's not where they're going to put it.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's not where they're putting it. They're going into the big mountain ranch area, taking that out, and behind that area. So,
Well, I heard about them rebranding one of the most famous rides from Disneyland. Space Mountain is supposed to become Hyperspace. Mountain
temporarily.
I think it's just for next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're doing that here in Florida as well.
Oh, okay.
And it's for it's going to be off and on for next year for these things that they're going to call Season of the Force.
Okay.
So, Star Tours will stay the same. Actually, no. Star Tours.
No, you're just locations.
Star Tours will include new locations and characters from the upcoming Force Awakens. So the movies are getting a little bit of a rehab. Whether it's being added into, and with that, they could easily add to the existing ride.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially since they've made everything digital now.
Yeah.
And when you go on, it's not you don't ride the same thing twice because right. you have so many different openings, so many different middles, so many different there's 50 I think they said 54, 58 different combinations
right.
to it. They're introducing a launch bay which will take guests into the upcoming film with special exhibits.
Well, that was the original.
Let's try that again, Ken.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Am I the only one that cut out?
Yes, you're the only one that cut out. It's a plot by Universal.
That figures. Yeah.
So you were saying?
I don't even remember where I was at. I was saying with back with Star Tours that the original idea that Lucas had with that with Disney was that they could update it every couple of years and add new to it. Now they're able to do it with the new Star Tours.
Well, that was the whole concept when they redid Star Tours to 2.0. Yeah. Was they could, and I think he might have known then that he wanted to do the upcoming movies.
Oh yeah,
because Star Tours. When did the rehab happen? Is that 2012? Was that 2012?
Well, when was
that? Wasn't all that long ago.
Celebration Orlando.
First one was 2010. Second one was 2012.
And that's when Star Tours reopened, because they reopened real close to when Celebration was.
I'm trying to remember. Well, there was Star Tours Last Flight, which
that was 2010.
So I'm trying to... Possibly. Star Tours Last Flight. July was 2010. And it reopened in 2012. Let me double check the Disney Parks Wiki. Star Tours... to close September 7th, 2010. So they did a thing,
right.
So they did the special event during Celebration.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the big to do. Okay. So it reopened. Are you guys just not current, or are you guys calling it Star Tours 2.0? Star Tours. The adventure continues. It's still Star Tours. Never mind. Opening date was Hollywood Studios was May 2011.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a year later. And then California was 2011.
Yeah. And at that point, Lucas, I think, already had it. You're right. He had it in his head what he was going to do in the future. With making new movies.
Yeah, because it was odd that Celebration 6 was in 2012, August of 2012. This coming weekend will be the 3-year anniversary of it. So the second day was on my birthday. So Sunday will be the 3-year anniversary. Man, it's been 3 years since Disney's own Lucas. Holy crap.
Wow.
So they closed Celebration, and then 3 months later announced that Disney's bought Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
How is... Yeah. So, So to continue on with California, the launch bay is an interactive experience which will take guests into the upcoming film, offer special exhibits and behind-the-scenes pics, including opportunities to visit with new and favorite Star Wars characters, special merchandise, and food offerings.
Oh.
Characters.
Mm-hmm. Right. It'd be sweet just to walk into a cantina full of aliens.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That's supposed
to have cantinas.
They are going to have that in the Star Wars land, yeah.
And they're apparently going to have blue milk.
Blue milk?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about some nice selections from Jabba's palace. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't be eating from Jabba's palace.
All right, if you insist, I'll wear the metal bikini.
I'm glad you volunteered.
I will eat from Mos Eisley, Cloud City. I will not eat anything from Jabba's Palace. No.
Even if R2 serves it?
Even if, I don't trust R2. R2 will mess with you.
Sushi.
No, Jabba's worse. I
don't trust anything from Dagobah either.
Yeah. No, not Dagobah. No, I will eat from Endor. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you might want to ask what it is that you're eating.
Yeah. Ewok and the Barbie.
Wait.
Remember, Ewoks eat people.
Ewoks are the cannibals of the Star Wars universe.
I will be a vegetarian. I'll be a vegetarian. Yavin 4, I'll eat.
Jedi Training Academy will be reimagined with a new experience that includes new characters and a new villain to battle from the popular Disney XD series Star Wars Rebels.
Oh, cool.
I think someone say Inquisitor?
Yeah. It's Darth Tatum.
I think the Emperor kicked him out.
Smart move.
In addition, Chapek talked about the Star Wars land in his proposal. This 14-acre land will transport guests to a never-before-seen planet with two signature attractions, including a customized secret mission on the Millennium Falcon and an epic Star Wars adventure that puts guests in the middle of a climatic battle. Now, that's California. Also mentioned, too, was Soaring will get a new film. Disney Hollywood Studios will also have a launch bay, will also get the new film, updated film with Star Tours, the Jedi Training Academy, and it's pretty much going to be the same land as well. Now, the other expansion, Toy Story Land, instead of Cars Land, we're getting Toy Story, and this is where everyone's thinking this is all going to be done by 2017 to coincide with Toy Story 4.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense.
A family-friendly roller coaster based around Slinky Dog. The whole concept behind Toy Story Land is when you cross that threshold, you have been shrunk down to be in relative scale of Buzz and Woody, as you are now in Andy's backyard, experiencing Andy's backyard through the eyes of Buzz and Woody.
Cool.
That's kind of like the Bugs Life playset they had, where they had the giant leaves and everything.
Yeah.
The kids could crawl around and the size of a bug.
Well, yeah. Then you had Honey, I Shrunk the Kids before that. Didn't they have an attraction for that also?
There was the playground over at Studios.
Yeah.
So, Little Green Men's Alien Saucers Attraction. The famous Little Green Men from the movie will take guests for a spin in their very own flying saucers. The music, lighting, and sound effects add to the flurry of action while the claw looms over.
The claw!
And then, of course, Toy Story Mania will get a third track added to that attraction, which will take the wait lines from 240 minutes down to 180.
Hey, alright.
That's great.
The things we do for you. Magic Kingdom Park is getting a new restaurant, new dining attraction called the Jungle, called Skipper Canteen. The Jungle Skipper Canteen is a new table service restaurant serving lunch and dinner inspired by the flavors of Africa, Asia, and South America. And that will actually open later this year. Because of the location's storyline is an extension of the Jungle Cruise, the restaurant will be staffed by servers looking to feed wary travelers with a side of Jungle Cruise Skipper humor.
Yeah. Yes! I love the Jungle Cruise.
In true Jungle Cruise fashion, the skippers will be sure to dish up a helping of their own signature humor with every meal. Internal never mind. Did I just leak where this website's from? And then the last expansion for Disney World, Pandora, the world of Avatar. I'm sorry. Why did we waste the money on this?
That's what I was wondering.
I'm all set with that one.
There's going to be a Rivers of Light. It's an innovative experience like no other, combining live performers, floating lanterns, and water screens on swirling imagery. Now, it's cool that these floating, quote-unquote, floating lanterns are actually remote-controlled boats that will that each one has its own GPS coordinate, and when activated, will go to that coordinate.
Ah, oh, cool.
Well, that's sweet.
When they're done for the night and whatever, they're sent to go home, and they go back to their charging stations on their own.
Nice.
Wow.
So how's that for technology?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Of course, this is all going to be in the Discovery River, which used to have a boat attraction to it. I don't know how long it lasted after opening day, but there used to be a boat sponsored by Radio Disney where you hear music and just go around Discovery Island, which is the main hub. Kilimanjaro Safaris will be extended for a new nighttime adventure starting next spring.
Ooh.
That's
where,
cool.
Where guests will travel through the African savanna amid the magical extended orange glow of the setting sun and discover two new species to the attraction. African wild dogs and hyenas.
Nice.
Then of course...
The thing I wonder about though, now that they're putting this like into the night at the park, when they first opened Animal Kingdom, I remember them talking about it closed early because they couldn't have the animals being affected at night.
Partially, but they've been running nighttime convention events in there.
Right.
Now, in areas a little further away from the from some of the animals. Usually it's over in the Dino Land area.
So you think they're probably going to close off some areas for the later hours? Or
probably not. At this point in time, most of the animals are probably accustomed to it anyway.
True.
Are we going to see fireworks there? I seriously doubt it.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah, true.
That would be a bad idea.
Very
bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I know they had to move the fireworks compound away because they couldn't test certain product without, I don't remember if it was the rhinos or the hippos, but there was, anytime we would do a demo with the during fireworks class of larger product, there was a large product that came out the back end.
Oh.
So, just enough it's said.
Scared,
they were a little scared.
Because this is not Weeby Geeks Watch One After Dark.
No.
Not yet.
Use your imagination.
So, do you get to go after poachers in this one? Because that'd be totally awesome.
We were talking about that last week on Mighty Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go after them at night, you know?
Oh, that would be so sweet. But no, unfortunately,
like
that's gone by
like
the
way. Like a black op.
That's gone.
Black op.
That's gone by the way. So.
That's right.
Man, that 2-week tour with the Savannah really shortened up into, what, 30, the whole 2 weeks. Felt like 20 minutes.
I know.
We're by so fast.
Of course, the world of Avatar, Pandora. Guests will journey into the magnificent world of Pandora and its new Avatar-themed land. A world that includes floating mountains, bioluminescent forest, and winged creatures known as banshees, giving guests a transformational experience they will never forget. The Flight of Passage is the centerpiece of Pandora, which allows guests to soar on a banshee over a vast alien world. The spectacular flying experience will give guests a bird's eye view into the beauty and grandeur of the world of Pandora on an aerial rite of passage.
Yes, it will.
So, I just know.
Hong Kong Disneyland.
Yeah, they're getting the cool one.
Guests will have the opportunity to meet and take photos with Iron Man himself. Set to open in 2016, Iron Man Experience will be the first Marvel attraction at any Disney park, taking guests on an epic adventure over streets and in the sky above Hong Kong. The adventure will begin at the new Stark Expo, where guests will board the Iron Wing to take flight and battle Hydra alongside fan favorite Avenger War Machine. I mean, Iron Man.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
See, I'm almost wondering if that new land that Disneyland just bought is for potentially the same ride there.
Yeah, but how long does Universal have license for the characters for their parks?
Indefinite.
I think that's the why China's getting this, but not America.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but California can still do it. Yep. California's already had meet and greets.
Yeah.
It's just Universal's got the rights for east of the Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
So, if you want to hear about a little tease about the Iron Man experience,
yes.
This is one of those times I wish I didn't delete the show episodes underneath our guests on the Weeby Geeks and Mighty Marvel Geeks guest page. I know it's 40-something, maybe. Maybe it's the 20s. Who's got iTunes open at the moment? Anyone?
Does anybody use iTunes?
Unfortunately, yes, I do.
Yes.
I don't know what I could do. Search the site. So yeah, check it out. It would be episode 26 on Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Wow.
And think tomorrow night we're recording, what, episode 83?
83.
That was last May we talked to him.
Who was it?
Brian Crosby, who at the time was with WDI. He is now working for Marvel with live events. So, yeah. And check out issue 26 of Mighty Marvel Geeks to hear a little tease about Iron Man experience. Was it Shanghai is getting a Tron attraction? A Tron roller coaster?
Oh, I heard about that too. Oh.
Yeah, the bike.
That thing looks sweet.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Kylan, we gotta go to Shanghai.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
So, let's see. What else was there, park-wise? I think that was it. I can't think of anything else. You guys?
I heard about anything else.
No.
You already mentioned Soarin' was getting a new film.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I thought was cool. I mean, I like the attraction as it was, but they're getting international now, so I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Soarin' was fun. I liked it.
And, of course, Californians will still have the fireworks over Sleeping Beauty's castle. We'll have it over Cinderella's castle here, so it's, and a little bit of Epcot involved. So I think they're catering it a little bit to both locations, because I think the fireworks over there will also include a little bit of California Adventure as well. Let's see. So I guess let's go to live action. First up, Marvel and Civil War for one.
Yeah.
Sad part is, I wish they would release footage. The footage that they showed, I wish they would release.
You didn't see the leak?
I want to see it.
What's that?
You didn't see the leaked trailer?
Rumor has it the leaked trailer is fake.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It looks pretty good if it's fake.
and these are from people who were at the panel.
I heard the trailer's likely to come out when S.H.I.E.L.D. starts up.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because that's when they were showing Ultron trailers last time was during S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
And that's what, September
21st?
Twenty something.
Trying to check my one press release website, see if they have anything new from D23 now that it's over.
I found on comicbook.com a list of what the footage showed though for Civil War. Yeah. And one of the cool things was that apparently Falcon's pet Falcon Red Wing is shown.
Yeah, it's a drone.
Yes.
That's the only thing. It's a drone.
Yeah.
But it fits in that world, for at least their version of Falcon. It fits in that world. So I'm good with that.
Yeah. True.
And Ant-Man being in it, too, is going to be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Black Panther.
Yeah, they had to use the Black Panther, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't everybody going to be in this movie?
Pretty much.
Who has not been announced for this movie yet?
Me.
this story is so big that, I mean, it completely changed the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
So you have to have everyone in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how Nick Fury is not a part of it. I don't understand that.
What I'm wondering, though, as big as this story is supposed to be, I've not read it, but how are they going to fit it into a 2 to 2.5 hour movie?
That's what I'm wondering.
With all the different cameos and stuff that are in it.
It was a huge story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what was it? We talked. Now, we never did cover that story on the show last week. We talked about it off air. Spider-Man is supposed to get his own armor, but it's not going to be the iron spider suit as we know it.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it does come from Tony Stark.
And they said he has a bigger role than a cameo because he's back for more shoots this week.
Yeah.
They said he was spotted on set.
Cool. And in the comic, he plays a pivotal role too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
But they said he wasn't going to have that same role in the movie, though.
Right.
That's what they said. I don't know.
Again, how are they going to do it in a 2-hour movie?
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, if they focus on the relationship between Tony and Steve and maybe where Peter fits into it and everything else is in the background.
Yeah, because, I mean, they have their base teams where they've been saying, you know, who's on what side.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and supposedly there's even change on that, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Was it potentially Falcon might be swapping sides?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
Wow. Oh.
And then Black Panther's supposedly in the middle.
Yeah.
Middle ground, playing a bit more of what role Spider-Man had in the comics.
Right.
They said.
Right.
I'm just kind of concerned that it'll become a bit like Age of Ultron, and they'll have too much crammed into it and go far too quickly through some of it.
That's what I'm worried about.
I don't mind some of the cameos, but if you're trying to give every character from Age of Ultron. I mean, come on, it's a Cap movie.
Yeah.
Really.
I mean, if you wanted this to go full-blown Civil War, rename it Avengers Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or just drop all the other titles, just call it Marvel Civil War.
Yeah. That too.
Yeah. It's covering more than just the Avengers, it's everybody.
Yeah.
Could be like a two-parter, like starting Captain America and then going to like an Avengers movie or something like that.
Right.
Well, it's most likely going to be spread out. Civil War is probably going to extend into Black Panther. It's going to probably extend into Doc Strange.
Yeah.
Right.
Which they gave more casting news for that, which I don't have on me. Civil War, to have it focus on Cap, to have it focus, you know, on a little bit on Black Widow, yes, definitely. Falcon, yes, because you're still bringing them over from Winter Soldier.
Right.
Iron Man in, well, yes, because you already start to see that rift from the creation of Vision,
right?
From Avengers, and there's still the story there. Okay, cool. And you bring Vision in. Okay, cool. Not a problem.
Right.
We know, supposedly at the moment, Cap does not die in this movie because the coffin is described as being Union Jack covered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that just leads. I think we talked about this over on Mighty Marvel Geeks. It's It's Peggy Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Peggy Carter. Oh, yeah.
I mean, she's up there in age. She's she's done.
Right.
So, bringing Spider-Man in as a great introduction. Okay, maybe while freelance photographer is also working with Tony Stark, and now maybe there could be some mention of Osborn as well.
Right.
And going into that realm of things.
Oh, with the Dark Avengers and Hammer?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd love to see that.
And you can still bring in characters like Goblin and Vulture and Lizard and some of those.
Agent Venom. Definitely. I would say Agent Venom over any of the Venoms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to do some work to introduce him, though, because the general population has never heard of Agent Venom. They just know the original Venom, if they know him at all.
Yeah, that was not good.
But bring him in as a villain first.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that might be if there's some way Marvel Studios can introduce the symbiote somehow, be it Guardians of the Galaxy 2 or Black Panther or even Doc Strange. Before it hits Spider-Man, then we could go to the symbiote attacking whoever to become Venom.
I think you're missing something. I think you're missing something. The end of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Welcome to a place.
Oh, that's true.
Because that looked like that could have been a symbiote because it kind of had that look to it.
It depends what's up with Simmons when she comes back.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
See, Agent Venom could become another Netflix show.
Ooh.
Whoa! Now we're talking.
Then they can go as dark as they want.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see, what other... They talked a little bit about Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Jeffrey Rush and Orlando Bloom are back for that one.
Yep.
Did you guys see the pictures from backstage afterwards with Harrison Ford and Johnny Depp?
Yeah, I saw those.
Yeah. I love the memes that went with it. I have the fastest ship in the world, but can it do the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs?
Well, Johnny Depp came out, and he was Captain Jack for the entire presentation when he came out.
Yeah.
I think Johnny Depp wakes up in the morning and puts that stuff on and just lives in that gear.
That's just him.
Okay.
That's his street clothes now.
I want to go back to Johnny Depp. Every movie he has played since the start of Pirates of the Caribbean mm-hmm. has been Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Keith Richards.
Jack Sparrow.
Well, that's Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
I mean, even as Tana was crazy, Jack Sparrow.
Well, here's my theory behind it, or my explanation behind it. Jack mm-hmm. Sparrow wears a hat and has some gadget or trinket that he has to play with in his hands.
Right.
Willy Wonka has a hat and some trinket he's constantly playing with in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Tonto has a hat and some trinket he's constantly playing with in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Mad Hatter. Okay. No, okay.
Yeah.
Has a hat and a trinket.
There might be a pattern for me.
Maybe.
I didn't see a hat on Mordecai.
But that wasn't a... Wait.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know. Wait, did he not have a hat at some point in the movie or a trinket?
Well, he might
the
have.
A mustache.
I didn't actually see the movie, so I can't say.
Now, I know the mob one he's got coming out, no. So that might be the break.
Yeah.
I'm sure he wears a hat with the mob.
Well, he does have a gun, too. There's the trinket.
Exactly, see?
Trinket's gun, okay.
Trinket's gun.
All of us here in Massachusetts are very interested in that movie. It's about Whitey Bulger, who was the big mob guy out here.
Nice. Yeah.
So, I guess this next step would be Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
There was supposedly a leaked photo of Mark Hamill in Jedi Master garb.
I saw that.
I saw
that. Yeah, I saw that. It wasn't up long.
Mm-mm. My only disappointment with it is they. Why is it older Jedi Master has to be like Obi-Wan? And it looks like he's wearing a full gown.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta think, the only experience he's ever had with the Jedi Master was meeting Obi-Wan or Yoda. And they both had the full robes.
Right. But you would have thought he would have been directed towards the holocrons and been able to maybe even get to Corsican and get to the temple.
That's if they even still exist at this point. Because in Legends they did, in the old Legends expanded universe, but the current canon, you don't know if any of that exists. The Emperor may have gone through and just destroyed all of that. Because he and Vader did a pretty good clean sweep of everything they could find, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there was that one temple that was still standing
on local. In Rebels.
Yeah.
So we know that there are temples out there, but no one's out there to show him where they're at.
Yeah, but Ezra didn't know it existed, and he was able to find it with no issues.
He happened to be on the right planet.
Yeah.
You gotta think, but not every planet has that.
Yeah, but the Force is a little bit busy. Yeah, but the Force would guide you, I mean, regardless of where you are.
But also, you gotta think, after Return of the Jedi, he's probably been a little busy, at least for a little while.
A little, yeah.
Sure.
Apparently having a beard is a requirement of an old Jedi.
Right.
That's why I have mine.
Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
Beards are cool.
Look, they had to differentiate themselves from the Shaolin, because all the Shaolin is like all bald head and clean shaven, so they had to go the opposite way. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen the meme that's going around that says Mark Hamill is now the same age as Alec Guinness was when he was Obi-Wan?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but wow. Mark Hamill, unfortunately, Mark Hamill looks a lot younger, though.
Still. Yeah, he does.
That
is true.
So, big revelations from The Force Awakens. Well, we know Boyega's character holds a lightsaber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some other stuff that's really cool in that picture, too.
Drew Struzan. Poster looks for every one of the movies.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Did he do the posters for the original? I don't think he did posters for the prequels.
The original three and then the three prequels also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't remember that. I don't remember seeing his for the...
Yeah, well, the iconic one of Luke holding the lightsaber straight up where everybody else is like in a triangle underneath him, that was Drew Struzan.
That is also my Star Wars Weekend poster. See behind me.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was Drew Struzan.
Yep.
I want to get his that I want to actually get that poster to go with the Star Wars Weekend poster, because that was my favorite. Mm-hmm. And that was a B poster, if I remember right.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, Struessen did all the Star Wars. He did all the Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Think Back to the Future, too?
I believe so.
I think so. Yeah.
But if you look at that actual poster, we see Boyega has the lightsaber, but it looks like there's three suns in the sky.
Yes.
There's a third one behind a moisture evaporator.
Yeah.
But also, behind Han Solo on the bottom, what's that look like to you guys?
Cloud City.
Been to before?
Cloud City.
Just maybe?
Just maybe. He gets frozen again.
Yeah.
Well, someone has to move the lightsaber.
Well, I think the other interesting thought is everyone's still pushing on Kylo Ren looking like Revan, mm-hmm. Darth Revan.
Yeah.
Right.
But that they might have, just to keep it from quote-unquote bringing all that back into canon, there he's a part of that Kylo Ren's not his real name. It's sort of like Darth Vader. And that Ren is the title.
Yeah,
and he's actually part of the Knights of Ren.
Yeah, that's what, I believe that was an interview with J.J. Abrams, or... Yeah, it was the Entertainment Weekly interview with J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
That J.J. talked about that. And he also said in that interview, There is a reason why we don't know Rey, Finn, or Kylo's actual last names. Those are actual spoilers.
Yep. So the speculation I've been hearing is Kylo Ren, Jason Solo.
Oh!
I can see Solo, but I don't think Jason. I don't think they're going to use Jason, Jaina, or Anakin.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But it's too bad, because I like those characters.
It would be awesome, though. What's the chance that Kylo is possibly Skywalker? And then you have a reason for Luke to go into hiding, because he screwed up with his son.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the chance that... Yeah, but at this point in time, Kylo Ren's already got the Force, so bringing up that the whole conversation of... If they use that whole conversation again between him and Leia, like they did in the last teaser trailer.
Yeah.
If they actually bring that up in the movie, then it won't make sense if he's already got it.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Kylo Ren's actually related to any of them, because in that same interview with JJ, he was saying how Kylo has had no training at all. He's completely self-taught. That's why the lightsaber looks the way it does and things, because he's taught himself how to make a lightsaber. It's as if someone had found the parts and figured out how to put it together himself.
Okay, could Finn, John Boyega's character, could he be son of Skywalker?
That's the other one I've heard, is one of them is a Skywalker, one's a Solo, or one of them may be a Kenobi. Because remember from the Clone Wars, Obi-Wan has slipped up before. Well, real close. We don't know how far he went with the Mandalore lady, but...
Right.
And he was in the desert for 20 years. I mean, come on.
Can I just point out the wife that appeared in the comics recently for Han Solo was African American?
That's true.
Yeah. That is canon now.
And they have yet to resolve that, don't they?
It gets resolved in this week's issue that just came out today.
Okay.
That no one on Mighty Marvel Geeks picked. I think partially because
I'm disappointed.
No, it's because the write up for it was so short, it wasn't worth.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was like two lines, and that was it.
It was a choice between that and Secret War, Secret Love. So I had to go with Secret Love.
See,
Secret Love.
Since we're talking about Marvel at the moment, getting back to it, they ticked me off because if I had seen it in the pick for this week, I would have picked it. And that was Howard the Human.
Oh, yeah.
That was not in there.
But it's on there now.
Yeah.
Just like what they did to us with Lando.
And did to me with Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Yeah.
People will die. Oh, wait, sorry. Let's see. I guess let's move on from Force Awakens to Rogue One. And it kind of ticks me off. They mentioned at San Diego Comic-Con. At Celebration. These will be Star Wars anthologies. What's it say now underneath Star Wars Rogue One? A Star Wars story.
Oh,
that kind of makes sense, though, really. I heard it on another podcast. I forget which one that was talking about how really an anthology is a collection of multiple stories, whereas this is just one of the stories. The whole set or series may be an anthology, but each movie is one story.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you may still have anthologies in there, but it'll be that's the name of the whole series.
Yeah, but still, go ahead and still leave it a Star Wars anthology. Rogue Squadron, and you could use the crawl screen to declare, hey, this is chapter one of the anthology, or book one of the anthology, or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I've also heard that another rumor running around is that we may not get a crawl for the Star Wars, the individual Star Wars stories. Do more like the like you did with the Clone Wars, where you get like a little Easter fortune cookie at the beginning, or nothing at all. Since these are actually standalone movies anyway, they just happen to be in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, and just have the narrator.
Yeah, or just go right into the movie like a normal movie.
No, you gotta have to crawl.
That way you differentiate them from the actual saga stories.
Yeah, I think you gotta have to crawl. That's the lore.
Yeah.
It's just like
it just wouldn't feel right.
It's just like with Indiana Jones. You still gotta have the mountain to tie into the Paramount logo.
Yeah.
So even if it is on a coin inside Club Obi-Wan. No, but they released a cash shot. And, of course, the big thing everyone's jumping on. Hey, look, this guy looks like Biggs.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. And actually put the picture of him side by side with the original Biggs, and it's a pretty close resemblance.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would make sense. Biggs was in the Rebellion at that time.
Was he, or was he still at the Academy?
It'll be real close. It depends on how close this is to Episode 4. If it's within the year before Episode 4, then he's probably part of it.
Well, in that deleted scene for Episode 4, Biggs is still at the Academy.
Right.
Or he alludes to Luke that he's still at the Academy.
Right. Biggs left for the Academy about a year. He had been gone for about a year.
Right. He came back and was still saying he was at the Academy in that deleted scene.
And so when we see Leia, they had just stolen the plans.
It's real close either way, but I thought he was actually on a ship already. It was his first tour out onto one of the ships, and that's when he was going to jump ship.
He might have been. Let me find.
I may be actually crossing it up with the radio drama version.
Could be Biggs. Deleted. Now, I think the other one people are going, how come there's no mention? You know, oh, hope we see the Bothans. Hope we. Hello, that's later. That's later down the road.
That was
second
Death Star.
The Bothans get on my nerves.
How? We've never seen them.
You know what? In the books.
Their existence period.
In the books, they pride themselves on being, like, you know, expert spies, and they're so full of themselves. I'm just like, they act like the rebellion can't survive without them.
Yeah, but that's Legends. They can change that now.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about Borsophilia anymore.
Right.
Let's see. Okay, in the deleted big scene, we see Luke hanging out at Toshi Station, you know, where they got those awesome power converters. And he's teased by his friends and dreams of far-off battles in space. His position as an Imperial cadet, which is to say someone has left Tatooine, gives Luke something to inspire. I guess this is io9.com. It's got this write-up on it. We don't need to know for the sake of the story that some cadets are making the jump from the Empire to the Rebellion. And when Luke and Biggs meet up again as equals, both are members of the Rebellion. And Luke, with some exciting adventures under his belt, it's not a big enough moment. Hence why the scene got cut.
Yeah.
Because that whole thing would have taken place over a week.
Yeah. So basically, we got to believe that Biggs left the Empire, joined the Rebellion, and actually became a fighter pilot in a couple days.
See, the Rebellion would not have trusted a new recruit with such a sensitive mission, I don't think.
They did it to
Luke. I don't think it could be Biggs. No, that was an act of desperation at that point.
We'll just have to see.
Because now,
I don't think IMDb has any info on the cast, except for names.
Right. Yeah, they'll have who's cast, and that's it.
So
you can kind of speculate based on the photo and that kind of thing, but, like, Donnie Yen's character looks like he's blind. What does that mean?
He could be a Jedi.
Exactly. He could be a former Jedi or something. No.
Yeah, but Rogue One, there's no Jedi in the film.
Right.
Well, former.
True.
Yeah, technically at this point, Ahsoka Tano's not a Jedi.
This is true, too. Hence why she has white blades.
Yep.
I tried to get transcripts for this one, but there was a Marvel Comics panel about Disney Kingdoms, talking about Disney and Marvel's team-up, and the backstory behind, like, Secrets of the Weird, Figment, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, and now the upcoming Figment 2. But I have no info.
Man.
So, I mean.
See, someone wasn't paying attention to Celebration. The Verizon coverage of Celebration was phenomenal. They dropped the ball on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, but Disney usually tends to be very secretive with the D23 stuff. The everything there has to stay there because it's because D23 is actually an exclusive. It's like a fan club that you buy into.
Yeah.
So they try and keep some perks. Some perks set aside and try and keep it a little exclusive.
Yeah, that's why if you go look at any of the official stories from it or the blogs or anything, you see very few images except for, one here or there that's officially released.
Yeah, there was a lot of the panels, no video, no camera, yep. no periscoping with a lot of it. So, yeah. So I guess overall, y'all's opinion on D23 and what the mega conglomerate known as the Walt Disney Corporation, what they're bringing.
Well, we did have one more bit of Star Wars news real quick. Just a real quick little one is we actually got the director for Episode 9 now.
That's right.
Colin Trevorrow, the director of Jurassic World, is actually going to be directing Episode 9.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
So we have all the directors all the way through the last anthology movie. I think is the only one they've not announced a director for. So we had the first 5 directors.
Okay. Now we're just waiting on that last Star Wars story on who is it and who's directing.
I believe from everything that's been going, it's all but confirmed that it's going to probably be a Boba Fett film.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's going to be a coin flip between Boba Fett and Kenobi because there's been a pitch for Kenobi as well.
Yeah.
And they. Sure.
The last like years. Good idea.
Star Wars, a Star Wars story number 3, Channing Tatum.
See?
As Jar Jar.
No.
Bringing in the new the yeah, but he's the leader of the failed faction called the Illuminati.
I thought he was one of the engineers that designed the Death Star.
That was an Illuminati creation.
See, there you go. See,
only the Illuminati would put a 2-meter porthole in the
right down to the reactor.
Yeah. Right down to the reactor.
Hey, you have to have an exhaust port somewhere.
So
exactly.
Now I'm going to say before we go though, being a huge Batman fan of like the cartoons and the live action series, I want to pass on my personal condolences to the Craig family because Yvonne Craig passed away.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that today.
And while she never did anything with Star Wars, there's no other Batgirl besides her. Sorry.
Yeah.
No. Alicia Silverstone, that wasn't it.
I think Star Wars is the only franchise she didn't do anything with in the 60s and 70s. She was in just about everything else.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, definitely want to say that. Any final thoughts from anyone?
I think we covered most of it.
D23 gave us plenty to anticipate and look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speculate on.
Exactly.
And unfortunately for me, working with the company, it's like, yeah, it's going to be torturous waiting for stuff to get done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get down to Disney.
Yeah. I want my time for sneak previews. and I don't want it to be like the sneak previews they gave us for Fantasyland where, oh, here's Fantasyland, but we only have a third of it open for you.
Oh, no.
No, I want all or nothing.
Yeah.
I want to fly Millennium Falcon. I'm just saying.
And you will.
I'd be happy in an X-Wing.
The Falcon better be open during cast previews. That's all I'm saying.
Heads will roll.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, imagine getting into the Falcon and actually being able to climb into one of the gun pods.
Oh.
There goes a tourist here, tourist there.
They're coming in too fast!
Oh, look, there's a group of managers. Don't get cocky, kid.
Water cannons on him. Start aiming.
Oh. A quad water cannon.
That would be awesome.
Would it? Well, the AT-AT used to spit water. Its cannons exactly. Used to do.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, but could you imagine though the trash dispense
on it,
like they used in Empire Strikes Back to help blend? You know, when they jettison some trash to help.
Yeah, where they drop the trash in hyperspace.
Yeah.
with the Star Destroyer, where am I thinking that the Falcon dropped trash? They didn't.
The Falcon didn't drop with the trash.
They dropped it with the trash. Yeah.
They hid in it, yeah.
Yeah, they hid in with the trash because the trash was bigger than their ship.
Yeah. I'm trying to, as did Boba Fett.
Yeah, Boba Fett was hiding in there, too.
Yeah. I was thinking with the the torpedo area. Could you imagine the quote unquote torpedo twos launching water balloons?
Oh!
I'm not saying what I'm saying.
You get a surprise with the drop down blaster underneath his water gun.
Yeah.
So someone's not looking, it drops out, shoots him, and hides back up inside.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it'd definitely be interesting to have the life size Falcon and get into the cockpit and just realize how odd is it to be that. To have the cockpit that far over on the ship, and just what type of blind spots do you actually have?
I've often thought of that, yeah.
I've thought about that. I'm like, because I don't know.
Well, the other one is also, if you look at the cockpit, there's no, like, control stick or steering wheel or anything like that. How are you flying this thing?
Yeah.
I thought they had a cockpit. I mean, I thought they had joysticks.
Not that I remember ever seeing.
Yeah. You fly listfully to the left.
Let's make left hand turns the whole time.
Everybody leans.
All right, everyone, to the left.
No 3PO, the left.
Your other left.
Kessel Run was actually a NASCAR track.
So, I guess if that concludes it for this week, there's only one thing left to say. If I realized I needed to get it queued up. So that last thing that needs to be said.
Want to know more?
The bad crowd you've been hanging out with is a science fiction club?
This has been a Weeby Geeks production.